Good morning. It's a windy night. Chinook, I think. Thank you all for arriving early enough to really settle in. I felt wonderfully still when I got here. What I'd like to do this morning is as advertised, wander in and out of pictures and silence. I'll say a few things, and we'll go into meditation, and then I'm going to bring in a little bit of guided meditation, and then we'll have some more meditation, and the morning is fairly short because we have lunch early. So I got thinking of Hakuin's ogres. You know his story about how the ogre outside pushes on the door, tries to beat down the door, and the ogre on the inside tries to beat down the door, and they go at it all night until, as the dawn breaks, they both fall down laughing. Having been best of friends all along. And to me, there was something of that, that sort of came up with these pictures. They were best of friends all along. Why? Yeah. Why do we have the ogre on the outside beating on the door, the ogre on the inside pushing as hard as possible? And the thought that came up in the context of this inquiry was, it's necessary. Life being itself at once wholeness and opposition. This is fundamental to letting there be a life, that there has to be this, at the same time, completely unbroken, vast and empty, ongoing mystery, and the plenum, and the rising of separation and opposition in a dynamic dance. And that out of this whole dance of, at the same time, vast nothing, sticking, unstickiness, and the ultimately baffling to us stickiness of life, out of this emerges a fundamental kindness. That somehow both are required for us to bring forth this fundamental kindness of life into being over and over and over. So, can we live in accordance with this? Can we deeply allow it and hold it in our own hearts? What is that like? Sometimes we're at this step, sometimes at that one. If it's a dance, what's the rhythm of it in our bones? How do we feel it? How do we move with it? If it's a song, what are the chords? How do we hear them? How are we sustained by them? How are our hearts opened by them? and that brought me, brought to me that title of the Leonard Cohen song, "Dance Me to the End of Love." You know, regardless of the particulars of that song, this is my wish, my vow, as I contemplate these pictures of a life. Of a life of service to the way, of a life of longing. Dance me to the end of love. Let me emerge again and again in love with this, ready to offer myself to it. What is that like? Someone asked Baijiang how to search for the Buddha without knowing the way. How to search for the very body of awakening without knowing where it is. Baijiang said, "It's like looking for the ox on which you're riding." That was his answer to how do I do it? Not his comment on how silly it is, right? Somebody asked, "How do you do it?" Go ahead, search for the ox on which you're riding. Go ahead, it's not wrong. And so the person asked, "What do you do once you're there?" And he said, "It's like returning home on the back of an ox." Yeah, so Hakuin says in his praise song for meditation, going or returning, we are in the right place. Can we rest in that? Going or returning, we are in the right place. And what about when it doesn't feel like that? Is it possible that our practices are all about wearing down our resistance to knowing that we're here? Here we are. So I might have mentioned last night Jion, the pupil of Kakuan, who sort of got this rolling in the Chan tradition anyway. In his introduction to, because he added the comments apparently to the verses, he says, from the first to the searching to the final entering the market, I have deliberately stirred up waves and attached horns sideways on the head of the ox. Furthermore, since fundamentally there is no heart mind to be sought after, why then should there be any need to search for an ox? And just who is the devil at the end who enters the marketplace? That was his introduction. So what I'd like to do next is to drop us back into the meditation with a kind of companion that I'd like to keep with us through the day. And this companion is John Cage. John Cage spent quite a bit of time with this story. He was a student of D.T. Suzuki. And he made, in his John Cage-ish way, 5 series of ox herding pictures with poems. And the pictures are on paper towel with ink. And they're kind of like this. So I thought, you don't have to have these pictures in your hands as we go into meditation. So for the first series, that's picture number one. Here's picture number two, finding its traces. And like that, okay? I'll show you a couple more in a minute. Here's seeing the ox. He's trusting our minds. And they kind of remind me of for those of you who've read David Hinton's book, the first one about...
Mountain.
What's that?
It's something mountain, right?
Hunger Mountain. Mm-hmm. Do you remember the story about the woman who wrote the poems on silk that was unraveling in the wind? Mm-hmm. Yes. This is kind of taking these ox herding pictures and writing them on loose silk and letting it unravel in the wind, right? Mm-hmm. Which is kind of what I see us doing here. Right? Let's let them unravel in the wind of our own being and see what happens. So as we go back into the meditation, if you want to have your picture out, it's okay. I think we won't disturb each other too much. And I'll just say one and then his verse for that. One, and then some silence, and then two, okay, as an experiment. See how that might nourish our letting go-ness, our unraveling. And so, what time did we sit down? Don't know. Okay, well, I'm just thinking about knees and stuff. If we go until...
we sat down about 9:45.
That was what I was going to guess. If we go until 10 after, go ahead and ding us up wherever we are, so we'll go take a walk then. Okay. One, searching for the ox. Feelings. empty, being lost. Two, finding the traces. More space to feel with my feet the faint marks. Three, seeing the ox. It was a juncture to go that way or this. Four, catching the ox. Two members of each other. 5, taming the ox. The dance, the magic, in some way, the contours. Six, riding the ox home. Let it dance between mind moving and not moving. Seven, forgetting the ox. Multiplicity ran. No play of power. Dancing free. Eight, transcending the ox. Actions move from zero, began a center. Returning to the source. Nothing's changed yet. something immense that adds up to zero. Entering the marketplace liberation, the flower, the smile, the return bearing gifts to the village.